The Key to Control of a Continent and a New World. This account encompasses the kings and generals who plotted for control of this piece of property. But at the story's heart is a humbler assemblage, a band of explorers, entrepreneurs, pirates, prostitutes, and assorted scalawags from different parts of Europe who sought riches on this wilderness island. Together, this unlikely group formed a new society. They were the first New Yorkers, the original European inhabitants of the island of Manhattan. We are used to thinking of American beginnings as involving 13 English colonies, to thinking of American history as an English root onto which, over time, the cultures of many other nations were grafted to create a new species of society that has become a multi-ethnic model for progressive societies around the world. But that isn't true. To talk of the 13 original English colonies is to ignore another European colony, the one centered on Manhattan, which predated New York, and whose history was all but erased when the English took it over. The settlement in question occupied the area between the newly forming English territories of Virginia and New England. It extended roughly from present-day Albany, New York, in the north, to Delaware Bay in the south, comprising all or parts of what became New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and Delaware. It was founded by the Dutch, who called it New Netherland, but half of its residents were from elsewhere. Its capital was a tiny collection of rough buildings perched on the edge of a limitless wilderness, but its muddy lanes and waterfront were prowled by a babel of peoples: Norwegians, Germans, Italians, Jews, Africans, slaves and free, Walloons, Bohemians, Munsees, Montauks, Mohawks, and many others, all living on the rim of empire, struggling to find a way of being together, searching for a balance between chaos and order, liberty and oppression. Pirates, prostitutes, smugglers, and business sharks held sway in it. It was Manhattan. In other words, right from the start, a place unlike any other, either in the North American colonies or anywhere else. Because of its geography, its population, and the fact that it was under the control of the Dutch, even then its parent city, Amsterdam, was the most liberal in Europe, this island city would become the first multi-ethnic, upwardly mobile society on America's shores, a prototype of the kind of society that would be duplicated throughout the country and around the world. It was no coincidence that on September 11, 2001, those who wished to make a symbolic attack on the center of American power chose the World Trade Center as their target. If what made America great was its ingenious openness to different cultures, then the small triangle of land at the southern tip of Manhattan Island is the New World birthplace of that idea, the spot where it first took shape. Many people, whether they live in the heartland or on Fifth Avenue, like to think of New York City as so wild and extreme in its cultural fusion that it's an anomaly in the United States, almost a foreign entity. This book offers an alternative view that beneath the level of myth and politics and high ideals, down where real people live and interact, Manhattan is where America began. The original European colony centered on Manhattan came to an end when England took it over in 1664, renaming it New York after James, the Duke of York, brother of King Charles II, and folding it into its other American colonies. As far as the earliest American historians were concerned, that date marked the true beginning of the history of the region. The Dutch-led colony was almost immediately considered inconsequential. When the time came to memorialize national origins, the English Pilgrims and Puritans of New England provided a better model. The Pilgrim story was simpler, less messy, and had fewer pirates and prostitutes to explain away. It was easy enough to overlook the fact that the Puritans' flight to American shores to escape religious persecution led them, once established, to institute a brutally intolerant regime, a grim theocratic monoculture about as far removed as one can imagine from what the country was to become. The few early books written about the Dutch settlement had a brackish odor, appropriately, since even their authors viewed the colony as a backwater, cut off from the main current of history. Washington Irving's Knickerbocker History of New York, a historical burlesque never intended by its author to be taken as fact, muddied any attempt to understand what had actually gone on in the Manhattan-based settlement. The colony was reduced by popular culture to a few random floating facts: that it was once ruled by an ornery, peg-legged governor, and most infamously, that the Dutch bought the island from the Indians for $24 worth of household goods. Anyone who wondered about it beyond that may have surmised that the colony was too inept to keep records. As one historian put it, original sources of information concerning the early Dutch settlers of Manhattan Island are neither many nor rich, for the Dutch wrote very little, and on the whole, their records are meager. Skip ahead, then, to a day in 1973, when a 35-year-old scholar named Charles Gehring is led into a vault in the New York State Library in Albany and shown something that delights his eye as fully as a chest of emeralds would a pirate's. Gehring, a specialist in the Dutch language of the 17th century, an obscure topic in anyone's estimation, had just completed his doctoral dissertation. He was casting about for a relevant job, which he knew wouldn't be easy to find, when fate smiled on him. Some years earlier, Peter Christoph, curator of historical manuscripts at the library, had come across a vast collection of charred, mold-stippled papers stored in the archives. He knew what they were, and that they comprised a vast resource for American prehistory. They had survived wars, fire, flooding, and centuries of neglect. Remarkably, he doubted he would be able to bring them into the light of day. There was little interest in what was still considered an odd back road of history. He couldn't come up with funds to hire a translator. Besides that, few people in the world could decipher the writings. Christoph eventually came in contact with an influential American of Dutch descent, a retired brigadier general with the excellent name of Cortlandt van Rensselaer Schuyler. General Schuyler had recently overseen the building in Albany of Empire State Plaza, the central state government complex, for his friend, Governor Nelson Rockefeller. Schuyler put in a call to Rockefeller, who was by now out of office and about to be tapped by Gerald Ford as his vice president. Rockefeller made a few telephone calls, and a small amount of money was made available to begin the project. Christoph called Gehring and told him he had a job. So it was that while the nation was recovering from the midlife crisis of Watergate, a window onto the period of its birth began to open. What Charles Gehring received into his care in 1974 was 12,000 sheets of rag paper covered with the crabbed, loopy script of 17th century Dutch, which to the untutored eye looks something like a cross between our Roman letters and Arabic or Thai, writing largely indecipherable today, even to modern Dutch speakers. On these pages, in words written 350 years ago, in ink that has now partially faded into the brown of the decaying paper, an improbable gathering of Dutch, French, German, Swedish, Jewish, Polish, Danish, African, American Indian, and English characters comes to life. This repository of letters, deeds, wills, journal entries, council minutes, and court proceedings comprises the official records of the settlement that grew up following Henry Hudson's 1609 voyage up the river that bears his name. Here, in their own words, were the first Manhattanites. Deciphering and translating the documents, making them available to history, Dr. Gehring knew, was the task of a lifetime. 26 years later, Charles Gehring, now a 61-year-old grandfather, with a wry grin and a soothing caramel...